It's the Next Gear Green on PodTech.net. I'm Matt Kelly. I'm here in Orange County at the Island Hotel. I'm joined today by Davi Kutz. He is one of the first civilian drivers in GM's Project Driveway. We'll find out a little bit more about what that event is, and we'll get to know who Davi is. Davi, welcome to the show today.
Thank you.
First of all, introduce ourselves to Davi Kutz and tell our audience a little bit about yourself.
I am Davi Kutz. I live in North Hollywood. I'm an avid outdoor guy. I'm a rock climber, hiker, biker, swimmer, surfer kind of guy. Loves to be outdoors.
Not a motorhead, per se.
No.
So it's rather interesting, then, that you are picked to be one of the first drivers in GM's Project Driveway. Tell us about why you decided to get involved with it, and before maybe even you get to that, talk about how you got to be involved in that.
I guess, you know, the seeds started quite when I was young, actually. My father introduced me to the outdoors, and he was always a person kind of tinkering with the outdoors, kind of trying to live in harmony with it. And I think that rubbed off on me, and I didn't realize this until much later. But in fact, he's just finished constructing a passive solar straw bale home in the Northwest.
Very cool.
So renewable resources, that kind of a thing. And anyway, there's certain ideas in my head. One of the things he mentioned, I didn't realize that this would be pertinent, but he mentioned, you know, I'd like to power my house with a fuel cell. You know, fuel cells are amazing. You can have portable power anywhere in the world. It bubbled into my consciousness somewhere, but I wasn't quite sure, and it wasn't until I saw a banner ad on CNN.com that I realized, you know, wow, this is it. GM looking for drivers for fuel cell cars, and I thought, this is it. This is what they're talking about. A green light went on. It was a no-brainer. I felt like this is something I needed to do in some way or another. there are just too many benefits of fuel cell. I found out more about it. It's, you know, based on hydrogen, compressed hydrogen running through electrochemical process, and the benefits are amazing. You have water as a byproduct, no more emissions. I don't like to breathe the stuff. I've gotten sick from it plenty of times.
So you would perhaps term yourself as a I hate to use the term environmentalist because there's a lot of baggage that may come with that. Environmentally aware.
Environmentally aware, and for sure I think I live my life environmentally conscious. I don't feel like I preach to people about it. I don't want to be a green bling kind of a person. But I just know for myself and how I live, it's important to me.
So you went on to GM.com and you applied for this position to be a driver in Project Driveway.
Absolutely. It's basically an online community. It's a lot of blogs, surveys, a little bit of tell me about yourself.
Mm-hmm. How long ago was this?
You know, this just happened maybe 2 or 3 months ago. Mm. And I knew that they were just ramping up right away. And so I knew right away. I mean, it didn't take much time to get involved in their selection process. I don't know if it was just good timing, but it happened 2 to 3 months, and they were picking the first tier of drivers, and I was lucky enough to, privileged enough to be one of the drivers.
What do you think helped you make the cut, or do you think there was specific criteria that helped you become one of the chosen, if you will?
I'm sure that GM had their criteria. I don't think they will share that with the public, but honestly, I think it probably had a few things. One, I was probably a driver located close to one of the filling stations. And two, I think my enthusiasm was clear. I'm very passionate about this. I think this is a fantastic thing, and I thought, I can actually do this. So I think that came through, and maybe they picked up on that. I don't know.
As I understand it, there's only one hydrogen fueling station in the Los Angeles area. Is that correct?
Not true. I think there's several. In fact, there's one in Burbank, in the Burbank area. But I know that they have one solid relationship established. And I think they're finishing up other relationships that they have with fueling stations and contracts. So.
And you live in North Hollywood, so I would imagine then it's the Burbank station that you're closest to.
Yes.
That perhaps helped in your criteria.
Yes.
Because I signed up for it. Did the questionnaire and everything. I lived in the Hollywood Hills at the time, and I was immediately winnowed out. And I would suspect because of my proximity,
right,
not being close enough to that station.
Right. I'm sure that's one of the major factors. And then from there, who knows?
Mm-hmm. So what has the process been for you once you were chosen?
Pretty simple. They've just asked us to just start participating and coming down and getting introduced to the car. We took a test drive just last Saturday.
And that was your first introduction to the vehicle?
First introduction of real life experience with the vehicle. And it was great.
And your impressions?
Well, I was really, really impressed. It had a lot of power. I could not tell that this was a different alternative fuel vehicle. I wouldn't be able to pick it from a conventional vehicle.
Mm-hmm. We're talking about the Chevy Equinox.
Chevy Equinox.
It is their 2008 vehicle that they picked specifically to be a fuel cell vehicle for a number of reasons, because it has a 5-star safety rating, as well as the size of the vehicle and other factors as well.
Right.
Can you tell us anything more about that, or as to why maybe they picked the Equinox for that vehicle?
Honestly, I really don't have more information.
Fine. So tell us a little bit more about your experience then with the vehicle, you know, when you got in. I mean,
it was brief, but you know, the interior, I mean, it just looked like any normal car that I would see in a lot. And it was well equipped, had the navigation system, XM radio, plugins for your auxiliary MP3 players, etc. OnStar. It was pretty well loaded.
Mm-hmm.
And then as soon as I started driving, I noticed immediately. I put the gas down and it just bolted. And I squealed it several times. I didn't mean to, but the power's there, and it gave me my first feel of what an electric driven motor can do.
Mm-hmm. What is expected of you then as one of the first drivers in this project?
I think the primary thing really is to be just a regular person off the street. I'm not affiliated with GM or any other company. This is just, I'm a person off the street, just any average Joe. And I get to be an observer. I'm gonna drive this car how I do my regular car, groceries, errands, outings. And I just get to report on it. That's it.
In a sense, it must be exciting for you, because as you told me, you drive a 1989 Honda Civic. So now you get a brand new.
I get a brand new
Chevy Equinox. Absolutely. That you don't even have to pay for. When they, you know, had the EV1, drivers actually had to lease the vehicle.
Absolutely.
At X amount of dollars. Are you even responsible for insurance for this vehicle?
Absolutely nothing. The only investment I have is a little bit of my time.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know how you can go wrong with that.
And I wouldn't say gas, but I mean, you don't even have to pay to fuel the vehicle.
No fueling, no insurance. It even comes with cell minutes.
Mm.
So no XM. I don't have to pay it for XM radio, nothing.
Wow.
It's a no-brainer. They basically, I don't know, it must be $1 million car, I imagine, for the prototyping.
It's definitely at least $1 million car.
So they hand me this toy, and I just get to play.
Are you a little fearful or trepidatious about it, or are you tickled pink and just like can't wait to get the keys?
Yeah, I can't wait. Just give me the car. It's I honestly though at first I was a little bit hesitant. I'm a little. I guess I have an innate fear of pressurized containers, but and it runs on compressed hydrogen. But after learning more about it.
So,
my fears were alleviated.
And so there was then a whole I don't want to say indoctrination, but a education process that they put
Absolutely.
You through about the vehicle?
I guess they call them online training modules, disseminating information and just informing you how the vehicle works, how it works a little bit differently than a conventional vehicle.
Can you tell us about some of that?
A few of the differences are, I mean, obviously the whole fueling system is actually a clamp-on. Think of it as a barbecue. Clamp it on, and I think you actually have to seal it off. It's not instead of a nozzle where you hold a You know, you press a button and it fuels. So it's a little bit different that way. And also you have to insert a data cable either in the back, or some of the stations actually have infrared data transmission. But it just kind of communicates with the vehicle. I guess it provides, you know, how full the vehicle is and the pressure and so forth. So you have to do two things. You have to put in the plug in the hydrogen as well as a data cable. Mm-hmm.
But in terms of driving the vehicle, really no difference? You notice maybe a better pickup or something than perhaps ICE?
I'm driving an 18-year-old car, so I mean the pickup was amazing. Mm-hmm. But honestly, I mean, I've driven other newer cars and I thought that this competes hand to hand with it.
I do understand too that General Motors is actually taking all sorts of diagnostic information from the vehicle during the tenure of your driving.
I don't know about the details of that. I imagine either through the data link, as well as maybe there's some OnStar metrics that happen. Mm-hmm. So I don't know about
and
that.
And then there's a support group or something that's...
There is a 24-hour DRM, which is a driver relationship manager, available 24 hours a day. Mm-hmm.
And is there an online community of all the other drivers that are participating in this that get together and share their experiences in a forum?
Yes. I've started it. Project Driveway is kind of the blanket for the entire public, and then they have a separate area just for drivers. So we're going to be giving, you know, more detailed information just for the drivers, and then I'm sure there'll be some information shared with the public as well.
Do you think, though, that your driving habits are going to change?
Not entirely. No, not really. But, you know, I have a background in software testing, so I'll probably check the boundaries. I'll mm-hmm. probably see how fast it actually can go. I'll probably see how fast it can brake.
won't, you know, write off your tickets or anything. Those are your responsibility.
No, but they did mention that to call my DRM in case that does happen.
I would imagine, though, that with this type of vehicle being a brand new vehicle and a full-size SUV, that in a sense it will moderate your driving habits. Maybe you'll go on a longer trip that perhaps you wouldn't have gone on with, you know, your Honda Civic
I probably will, but the only thing I've got to keep in mind, I think right now it's slated for 160-mile range, so I kind of have to map it out a little bit better, and we're limited on fueling stations right now, so you know, just because the infrastructure is fairly nascent, it's just very young, undeveloped yet, and it's going to have to grow, but you just kind of have to think about different things.
And what about your family and your friends? What are they thinking about, and what do they have as a response to your participation in this event?
Most of them are just ecstatic because they know I'm very passionate about this, and my father, who I've already mentioned, has kind of introduced me to this world of enjoying the environment.
Is he planning on coming down for a trip?
I hope so. I hope he comes down and drives it, but he's thrilled, and his comment was, well, I want a fuel cell to power my home.
And in a sense, when you think about it, this vehicle could potentially actually serve that when you look at a vehicle-to-grid technology that is being explored right now.
The fact, it's 93 kilowatts that this vehicle produces, and my understanding is that that can power 10 residential homes, which is phenomenal. So maybe they can dial it into the point where when you're not driving, you're powering your home.
And I think that is the eventual hope of at least this technology vehicle to grid, where, you know, it can store excess energy and then feed it back to the electric grid in periods of peak demand.
Absolutely.
Give me your final thoughts then about your involvement in the program and what you see as the hope of this technology and, you know, how excited you are to be a part of it.
Well, I think one of the big hurdles is awareness. It's already been, there have been many automakers already, Honda, GM, Nissan, several big makers already doing this. And more on a prototype and test situation, but it's real. They're all doing it, they're all embracing it. So it's going to happen. Now we have to get people to, I think the public has to kind of meet them a little bit, because they have big hurdles, they have infrastructure, they have political things that they have to get over. If the politics and the automakers and the public can step up together kind of as a team, this thing's going to proliferate and it's going to start happening. And as far as how I feel about it, I'm just so excited. It's like I said, I'm getting a toy, $1 million toy that I get to drive. I don't have to pay for it. And I just get to have all the fun.
And it's a three-month tenure that you get this vehicle, is that
correct? It's a three-month tenure, but I believe what GM said was it's a three-and-a-half-year program, so there are going to be a lot of drivers. So if anyone is interested, go check it out, chevrolet.com/fuel solutions.
Okay. Davi Kutz from North Hollywood, one of the first drivers in the GM Project Driveway project. It's a pleasure having you on the show today.
Thank you for having me.
And congratulations.
Thank you very much.
For the next Gear Green, I'm Matt Kelly on podtech.net.